B'choros, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1, we now turn to the topic of the sanctity and restrictions that apply to a B'chor, even a Baal Mum. And as we learned already, the B'chor is born, if he's in good shape, he goes to the Kohen, who should bring it as a Korban. If the B'chor develops a Mum Kavu, a permanent blemish, so then automatically it becomes essentially deconsecrated and can be eaten by the Kohen, not brought as a Korban. Okay, it still has some vestige of Kedusha, some, like, residual sanctity, which means it has certain restrictions. For example, you can't work it, you can't use it as a draft animal, you can't shear its wool, you can't eat its milk, but you could slaughter and eat it. Now that's very similar to other kinds of korbanos, an ola or a shlamim or a chatas. You consecrate it by declaring harezu ola. You bring it to the base of English, you brought as a korban. If that animal gets some kind of mum, that's a permanent blemish, same list as the b'choros, so then now it must be deconsecrated through pidyon. You basically sell it or exchange it for money, and then you use the money to purchase a similar korban. But now the decommissioned, if you will, the deconsecrated animal, well, it has a vestige of kedusha. You can't work it, you can't shear it, you can't drink its milk, but you could also eat it, just like a b'chor. Okay, and a ma'aser really is the same, but a ma'aser is more like a b'chor. I don't get to the second one, but it's more like a b'chor in many ways. In fact, it's even actually a little more stricter than a b'chor, but it's similar. So now, our mission is going to focus on the differences between the b'chor, really, and the ma'aser, as opposed to other korbanos that get a mum. Because a b'chor, like a ma'aser, essentially becomes consecrated as a b'chor, even if it has a mum. Okay, with animals born and has three legs, it's a b'chor. And needs to go to a Kohen, just since it's got three legs, it won't be ordered as a korban, it's a Baal Mum, can be eaten straight away. Okay, but it gets that Kedusha by virtue of being born in the B'chor. Same thing with a Miser, 10 animals go in the corral, the 10th one out, if it has three legs, okay, so then it's a Miser, just it can't be ordered as a korban because it has three legs, and the person can slaughter and eat it. In contrast, you're not allowed to consecrate a three-legged cow. You can't invest it with Kedusha as a whatever, Shlum or Olo and the like, but if it loses its leg, so then it can become now a Baal Mum and can't be deconsecrated and eaten. So our mission is going to focus on the differences between what are restricted of a decommissioned, what's called psule mukdashim, a pasul korban. It was kodesh, not pasul, because it had been a shlam and ola, whatever it was, but now became a baal mum, and a baal mum b'chor, or maish for that matter. And the difference it's going to focus on is this. To sell an animal in the marketplace, like in the meat market, is really not very respectful. And therefore, in general, you shouldn't be allowed to do it. And in fact, when it comes to b'chor and ma'aser, you may not do it. You cannot sell your b'chor or your ma'aser in the meat market, or slaughter in the meat market, or even like weigh it on a scale in the conventional way, where you put, you know, a piece of meat on one side, and you put like a weight, like a metal or a stone weight, like that weighs a pound, let's say, on the other side, and weigh it out. You can't even do that when it comes to a b'chor or a ma'aser, because it's sort of disparaging to this consecrated animal, which has a vestige of kedusha, and you can eat it. In contrast, you will be allowed to do that with a redeemed but previously invested with Kedusha korban that was an Olo or Shlam or Chatas and the like. And the reason why is not because not disparaging, but because by taking it to the meat market, that's where people go to buy meat. And therefore, there's increased demand and the price for meat is higher there. And therefore, if you sell it in the meat market, you will get a higher price. And who benefits from that higher price? Well, if you're talking about a korban, a generic, you know, shlamim or ola, etc., psulim mikdashim, so when you redeem that shlamim, you're going to take the money and buy a shlam with all the money you get. So the more money you get, sort of the better, bigger shlam you're going to be able to bring. So the beneficiary is like the base of mikdash, like Hashem, so to speak. In contrast, if you're a kohen and you have a baal mum b'chor, okay, you're allowed to sell it, but if you sell it, who gets rich because of that? The Kohen and a miser, you're not even supposed to sell it in normal circumstances, but if you do, the owner who gets rich, the owner. So therefore, the Mishnah is going to say essentially in so many words, we're not going to allow you to take your b'chor or your miser to the meat market and sell over there and slaughter it over there and weigh it normally over there because it's a disgrace to the animal and the only upside is you get richer. No, no, no. But we will let you do that for other kinds of psulim mikdashim, deconsecrated animals, because it allows you to have a, it's like for Hashem, so to speak, getting the base mikdash, getting a better, bigger korban. That's the main point of our Mishnah. So let's just see it inside here. It says, kol psuli hamukdashim, any animal which had been consecrated to be brought as a korban of the generic variety, not the behor, not the meiser, but the other ones, it got a mum kavua. It became now impossible to bring it, so you deconsecrate it. Nimkarn beitlis. You still could sell it in the meat market. Vinishchatan beitlis, and you can also slaughter it in the meat market. Vinishkalan belitra, and you can also weigh it on a pan balance using a litra weighing, you know, measuring object, like a weight. Okay, the word litra, by the way, is actually a specific weight. It weighs approximately a pound. And interestingly, the word libra is really the Latin word is really this Hebrew word litra, it's the same word, referring to the same thing. So, for example, if you ever wondered why the word for pounds, like if a person weighs 100 pounds, the abbreviation is LB or LBS for pounds. Where is that coming from? It's from libra. And that's this word here, litra. It's really a variant of it. Okay. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-meiser. Exceptions to this rule where you're not allowed to weigh or sell or slaughter this animal which had been consecrated to be brought as a korban but now can't be brought because it has a mum. You may not do that for a bechor or a meiser. Shehanayasan labalim. Because whatever higher price you can fetch in the marketplace, in the meat market, is only to the benefit of the owner, and that we're not interested in doing at the expense of Hashem's, like, korban's dignity, if you will. So that means if you want to sell a bechor, then you have to sell it sort of in the privacy of your own home, not with big fanfare, and then you could. As far as the meiser, the truth is that while it's alive, you can't sell it. Midoraisa, midorabanan, once it's got a mum and you've slaughtered it, you could sell the meat. The rabbis said you can't. Midoraisa, you can. Midoraban, you cannot. But our mission is saying, you know, let's say there's places, like, for example, says the Gemara, if the meiser belong to Yesomim, orphans, okay, so now we are going to let them sell this meat for their benefit because they're orphans. We don't want to make it, the rabbis didn't make a restriction on orphans. They shouldn't lose out. But again, it has to be done in the privacy of their home. The mission is written a little out of order, which is why I sort of gave that introduction before. We're now explaining retrospectively when we said before that a normal psula mikdash, a normal korban, which became possible, you can sell it and slaughter it in the meat market. Again, the reason why is because haniyasan lehekdesh, because the benefit that accrues, the extra money, will go ultimately to, like, the base of mikdash's, you know, benefit, not a person's pocket, but towards, like, a better, bigger korban. Now, finally, like, a new paragraph here. Veshoklin mana kenegin mana bebechor. Says the Mishnah, when it comes to the bechor, if you need to weigh it, because you're selling it, so while you can't put it on a pan balance where you put the litra, like the fixed, you know, stone measuring whatever device on the one side and the weight and then the meat on the other side, you cannot do that. What you could do is say, listen, here's a piece of meat. We already weighed it before, like a regular piece of meat, and we know it weighs 5 pounds. So we'll put that meat on this side of the scale, and we'll put the bechor meat on the other side of the scale, and we'll use the two meats to weigh each other out to figure out how much, you know, 5 pounds are, because you want to buy 5 pounds of my bechor meat. That you may do. Mishnah doesn't mention the meiser, because the meiser is more restricted, like I said before, but the bechor, you could do that, and the idea is that if you are doing it in sort of this unusual way of weighing it, that's not considered to be a disgrace of sort of making it just a commodity, or look, but there's a necessity to weigh it, because someone's buying the meat, they need to know how much they're getting. So this is the way around it. If you do it in the unusual way, it is permitted to do so when you're selling a bechor.